You know, I just realized I've been getting all the dates wrong. It is actually Sunday, or Monday, sorry. I wish it was Sunday, but it's actually Monday. June 12th, I believe, 12th or 13th. So, a little bit more time until the end of the month than I thought. So it's about halfway through the month. It's good or bad. Unfortunately, that means that money's going to be taken out of my checking account here in a few days, a whole glob of it, and I thought I had more money than I do, so that'll be an interesting little challenge of many challenges. So here I am, sitting outside taking a break, clouds in the sky, but we've got plenty of blue patches, so overall I think it's a very nice day, good temperature, probably in low 70s. It's just about perfect, nice little breeze. Got some insects flying around out here. If I could describe the back of my work, there are tons of plants out here, and I wish I knew the names of all the plants, but we definitely we have some overhangs here with just gigantic, beautiful wisteria growing everywhere. A billion times more than I have at my house. The wisteria at my house is gorgeous when it grows up, but we've got, forgive my French, we have a shitload here. Wisteria, nice area out here, good for lunches. People come out here and relax and talk. We've got picnic benches, a couple tables, a lot of wooden benches to sit on. And you see a lot of people out here talking, or sometimes people have meetings out in this area. Just a very beautiful area, well maintained. That sound you hear over there is Highway 26, traffic heading east and westbound to Portland and to the coast, and I wish I was one of those cars going to the coast. Have to say, though, that my day is a pretty good day. Sat at my desk, went through my email, categorized work, put together a few things that I need to do, and finished a couple of them, which is a good start to the morning. And unfortunately, the rest of the stuff that I get to do the rest of the day happens to be a lot of actual coding. So that I'm going to enjoy. Part of it just has to do with design first, so I need to sit down with a few people and go over some design specifications with them and see if that's something, my ideas are something that they want to go forward with. I think the ideas are fairly trivial, low risk, so with deadlines coming up, that's really important that you make sure that your changes are not going to affect the product going out, or I should say, they're going to affect the product in a positive way and not a negative way. So that's something I'm going to be doing later today. Of course, every single day I get to work in the morning and I start thinking about what I'm going to do when I get home, and a lot of times I ask myself, is that a really positive thing to do? Because I'm not living in the moment if I'm thinking about later. And I do have a habit of doing that. When I'm at work, I want to think about what I'm going to do when I get home. When I'm at home, I'm thinking about what I'm going to do later or in the morning or the next day at work. So I do try to practice being where I'm at, but at the same time, I want to practice having a game plan for a later time in my life, and I'm just working on short term right now, so daily plans. And the daily plan for the afternoon, I'm going to get home, clean up some of the cat messes, quite a few cat messes throughout the house, which I kind of let go because I've been working on other things. Granted, you might consider a mess to be a higher priority, but I think working on myself and taking care of myself has been the highest priority for a number of months now. So, yeah, I'm going to get home, do that cleaning. Told myself over the weekend I wanted to clean the art room up so I could get ready to do some more work on it, but I didn't do that. I ended up going in there and writing. So what I'm going to do tonight is spend a half hour to an hour cleaning up that room, moving around some of the tools, so I can start working. The next thing I'm going to work on is I need to take some wood or sand some wood off the door. So I need to take the door to that room off, take it down to the garage, level some wood off of it, and then sand it, Doesn't need too much sanding, but it'll need a bit. Let's finish and varnish on there and put the door back on. So if I start that this week and work on it an hour or so every night, I should be done with it by the end of next week. Put the door up, and it's going to have a nice finished look. I'll go get a doorknob for it, and that part of the room will be done, and then I can get back to working on the wainscot. So, other plans for tonight. Let's see. I'm going to, of course, get the MP3s off the recorder, take those, and edit them together. Add some bumper music. Still trying to figure out what bumper music is the temple bumper music. So if you have some ideas, email those ideas to me. I don't really know what I'm going to do. On one of them, I put some Sting music. I was just kind of zooming through music really quick. I didn't take too much time to think. Just found one and said, okay, that'd be a cool bumper. But it's not one that I want long term. It's just a one-time off. And, of course, I have to be careful about copyrights. My understanding with bumper music is you can use up to about 15 seconds under Fair Use Act. So that's what I'll be doing, 15 seconds of whatever song. That's about it. I really get a lot of my inspiration for that, too, from Coast to Coast AM, which is on at night. You can visit that. I think it's www.coasttocoastam.com, and that's hosted by George Norrie every night. He used to be hosted by Art Bell. Love the guy, miss him. He is now, I believe, living in the Philippines with his new young wife, and very happy, and has a new baby. I think, actually, it's not a baby anymore, probably about a three-year-old. That guy definitely has had a blessed life. Let's see, other things I'm going to do tonight. Need to clean the kitchen. There's something nasty smelling in there. I think must be in the garbage. So I'll take out the garbage, take out the recycling. That'll be another chunk of work. Good thing I don't have any Netflix movies right now. I just mailed them this morning, so I'll get some more probably by Wednesday. So I won't be watching Netflix, although they do have some new documentaries up on their site, so maybe I'll watch some streaming later tonight. The only downside of the TV in my room is I can't watch anything on the computer through it. However, I did realize just now that I could hook my laptop up to it potentially and do it that way, but that's probably being a pain in the butt because I hooked the Super VGA to it, but then I would need another cord to try to get this in a better spot. To do the audio, so that would be kind of a pain. I have to set it up over there, hook in audio, hook in whatever, but maybe that's worth it if I want to watch films through the TV. I don't know if I have enough inputs for another audio in the back, though. But we'll see. It'd be nice to be able to just sit back in bed and watch something streaming through the TV instead of a computer monitor and the little tinny speakers. And I guess the hard part about that, too, is when I am in bed, I usually sit back and I'm typing on the computer. So I want to be able to do that, although I could use a different laptop or potentially sit there and read. I have a few books I'm reading right now. One's on photography, technical details of being a photographer. Another one is... book on PaintShop Pro 12, so I'm learning how to use that software a lot better than I used to know how to do it. Right now I'm reading a chapter on layers, and I probably laugh at me if you've used art software before in a class, because that's probably one of the basic things that you learn, how to use layering and why that's important and how much power you get out of doing that with photography. I have only a vague understanding of them. I don't know how to use them. But I'm looking forward to having that use, because I know that when I do, my photography, my pictures are just gonna jump out at you. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that and make some pictures that are truly amazing. If you look up at my blog entry yesterday, it definitely wasn't bad. It was really cool. I did some neat effects, but all that's play. No layers, nothing, just play on the original image, which is the background image. So from a technical standpoint, I don't know that much, really. So, let's see. Oh, I was going to tell you, for those of you who read my journal entry from yesterday, not my audio entry, but my written entry, you read it and it looks like I was completely high and drunk when I wrote that. The truth is, I did not write that. That is actually my computer transcribed my voice entry from yesterday using the voice recognition. And it didn't do so well, as you can tell. So that was test one, so I'm going to have to train it some more. And probably have the mic closer to my mouth while I'm doing the voice training with it. And hopefully if I do that two or three more times, it will become significantly better at transcribing what I have to say. Because I would like to get to the point where I could sit here and dictate. Maybe I'm dictating a chapter to my book by voice. Do it by voice. It's going to sound more natural. And I do hope that that software is worth a little bit that I paid for it. So, yeah, I read the journal entry. It's completely confusing. You can't tell what I'm talking about whatsoever. Some of the words came through, and a lot of times I'm like, how the hell did I get that word? I didn't ever say that. I never say that. Oh, it's getting toasty out here. I could take my shirt off and get a tan, but I don't think they'd appreciate that. In a second here, I'm going to put the recorder in my pocket. You'll hear a lot of noise as I walk, and you'll hear the sounds of my work. I'm going to go take the elevator upstairs, going to put this on my desk, going to record sounds for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's going to be my entry for the day. Unless I decide to add, you know, a second entry for tonight, which I may very well do because I'm in a way becoming very attached to doing these kinds of entries, although I don't know if I do them around people. I like to have the privacy while I'm doing something like this, and that's nice, not having anybody out here with me. So here we go. I'm going to stick it in my back pocket. You're going to hear a lot of noise as I walk, so think of it as music. And then you'll hear me get to my desk, you'll hear me put it on the desk, and you will hear the standard sounds of what my workday sounds like. So this is going to be a soundscape. I hope you enjoy it as much as you can and get some kind of idea of what it sounds like at my work. If you were a dog joining me. All right.
start until we do this.
Right.
So, and the thing that I think here is,
they had a, I forgot what they're called, smart bars or whatever. So, I've got something healthy in my stomach. later this afternoon. I have an apple or a pear to choose from, so that'll be my lunch. And I could get something out of the vending machine if I want with the $4 I bought my one on Powerball, but I'll probably just stick that in my drawer and use that for something else the day when I forget my lunch. Pretty good day. Doing ABC. I'm trying to get a hold of a couple people to talk about a build that I need to plan for later this afternoon. Gonna do that. Close up a few things. Don't think I have to do outside. There is a piece that'll go over the microphone to help with the wind, but I don't know if I can stick that on and still have the headset hooked in here. That's kind of a bad design. Anyway, maybe I'll try it later tonight and see how well that works. If I ever want to take entries while I'm riding my bike or something like that, it's not going to work well, but on the other hand, for something like that, I might get an external mic that I can wear. I was getting an external mic that I can wear. While I'm on my bike or something, drive my car or something like that. The biggest headset I have at home works well for home, but you can get pulled over by a cop real fast if you're wearing something like that on your head while you're driving. Okay. Anyway, I'll get off here. Tonight I'll edit this into the other journal entries for today. So, again, it's the 12th? Is it the 12th? Whatever it is, it's Monday. Another Monday, but it's actually a good Monday, so that is something to be thankful for. Alright, I'll talk some more in a bit. Bye. This is a continuation of my journal for the day. About lunchtime. I usually have my lunch when I work. Today I had a yogurt, a banana, and for breakfast I had I forgot what they're called, Smart Bars or whatever. So I've got something healthy in my stomach. Later this afternoon I have an apple or a pear to choose from, so that'll be my lunch. And I could get something out of the vending machine if I want with the $4 I bought my one on Powerball, but I'll probably just stick that in my drawer and use that for something else the day when I forget my lunch. Pretty good day. Doing ABC. I'm trying to get a hold of a couple people to talk about a build that I need to plan for later this afternoon. Gonna do that. Close up a few things. Don't think I have to do some problems for recording outside. There is a piece that'll go over the microphone to help with the wind, but I don't know if I can stick that on and still have the headset hooked in here. That's kind of a bad design. Anyway, maybe I'll try it later tonight and see how well that works. If I ever want to take entries while I'm riding my bike or something like that, it's not going to work well, but on the other hand, for something like that, I might get an external mic that I can wear. While I'm on my bike or something, drive my car or something like that. The biggest headset I have at home works well for home, but you can get pulled over by a cop real fast if you're wearing something like that on your head while you're driving. Okay. Anyway, I'll get off here. Tonight I'll edit this into the other journal entries for today. So, again, it's the 12th? Is it the 12th? Whatever it is, it's Monday. Another Monday, but it's actually a good Monday, so that is something to be thankful for. Alright, I'll talk talk some more in a bit. Bye.